Hello, and welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, sharing some good things with you today. Let's get started with Yesterday's Antiques. They're in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call and make an appointment. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items, decorating things. There's just a lot to see when you go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Make sure you check it out.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more. The horse industry is also a vital part of the Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike. What do you got today?
I have a really short thing by Frank Outlaw, and it's not a cowboy story.
Frank Outlaw?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't tease you about that.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
You've heard this before. You just probably didn't know who it was attributed to.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, because they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. And watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Frank Outlaw wrote that, so.
You're right. I did not know who wrote it, but you are right. I have heard it.
It was familiar to you.
Okay, well, you may not have heard this, but I bet you've heard of the author.
Okay, let's.
All right, this is Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. This is called The Ranch Rig. Raise your hand if this makes sense to you. He comes inside and asks me if I'd like to take a ride. He's checking cows, and no, I always like to help outside. But there usually is a reason why I'm asked to go along. He's needing help with something, or a calf is coming wrong. But there's one thing why I hesitate, and a reason to abstain. It's the inside of his ranch rig. Perhaps I should explain. Have you ever seen the aftermath of cyclones, or of war, or effects from an explosion, its carnage, and the horror? Have you ever smelled a feedlot mixed with someone's garlic breath, or of decomposing mice after decon caused their death? Well, combine that all together and you just might have a clue of the inside of his ranch rig that is multiplied by two. The back one's draped with ropes and guns and twine and gunny sacks. You can't see out the windshield because of caked on dirt and cracks. And you could plant a garden on the dirt that's on that dash if it weren't for gloves and papers and other types of trash. The poor old seat has had it where some springs are poking through, and I doubt that it's ever been cleared off since the day that it was new. You cannot even fathom all the stuff that's on the floor, and part of it falls out each time you open the door. There are oil cans and grease rags, a rusty can of nails, a vaccine gun and ear tags thrown in a plastic pail, some used cow tags, a log chain, feed bills from 2002, pop cans, axe, and duct tape. Some is used and some is new. There's a box of fencing staples. Some are used and bent. And there's my good screwdriver. I wondered where it went. You can tell that he's been calving by the pulling chain and rag, and the odor coming from them is enough to make you gag. I sure don't need to tell you that among this junk and crud was hay and straw and pellets and manure, sand and mud. But when we're checking pastures, the one thing that I hate is crawling over all this junk when I have to get the gate.
Boy, she just has a way with words, Yvonne Hollenbeck, doesn't she?
Absolutely, she does. And she just hits it on the nail.
She does. If you're a ranch wife out there, you relate to about everything that Yvonne does.
Asking for help is a sign of strength, Mike. Don't let your fear of being judged stop you from asking for help when you need it. Sometimes asking for help is the bravest move you can make. You don't have to go it alone.
Confidence is essential for a successful life. Don't compare yourself to others. Compare yourself to the person you were yesterday and give yourself the confidence to be better tomorrow.
Here's just some different words of wisdom. We don't really know who came up with these, but we're just sharing them as we go along. Part of the good stuff. Admit your mistakes, but don't repeat them. If you can't admit your mistakes, you are destined to repeat them.
Be kind to yourself and forgive yourself. You can't know what you haven't yet learned. You can't become proficient without first being a beginner, and you can't be perfect. Welcome to the human race. If you have items to share with us on our good stuff, then be sure to send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.